Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Janelle Hamlin, the manager of swine health programs with Manitoba Pork. Thanks for joining us, Janelle.
Thanks so much for having me, Bruce.
Manitoba Pork has been encouraging producers to register and take part in the Manitoba Coordinated Disease Response. First of all, a little bit of background. What is the Manitoba Coordinated Disease Response, and who plays roles in its administration?
Sure. The Manitoba Coordinated Disease Response is an online information sharing platform, a confidential online information sharing platform that is open to producers. It's hosted on the Manitoba Pork Council website, and it's administered by the Manitoba Pork Council. So producers are asked to sign an information sharing agreement. It's a confidentiality agreement that allows Manitoba Pork Council to share their disease information as it relates to PED or to PERS, which is the hope of the development of the MCDR down the line. Currently, in 2017, which is when the Manitoba Coordinated Disease Response was created, up until now, we are tracking the disease statuses, disease location based on maps that are created here at MPC to show where the affected sites each year are located in the province. So it's a great resource for producers to access current and up-to-date information as it relates to PED.
Who actually is eligible to participate, and what are the conditions or criteria?
For sure. The producers are eligible to sign on to the MCDR as per our confidentiality agreements. And they are, to access the system, they contact MPC, us here at Manitoba Pork Council, to sign the confidentiality agreement. We require the signature of both the landowner and the inventory owner, which can potentially be the same person or might be two different people, but both signatures would be required. And once that form is signed, we can create a username, a login name and password, which is sent to the email address that is given on the confidentiality agreement. And then they have access to the system.
How much interest have we seen so far, and from where, and what has essentially driven that interest?
The majority of the interest in the MCDR has been located in the southeast part of Manitoba, which I think the driver there was the fact that all of our cases of PED have been located in the southeast. So we've gotten 78% participation for those producers residing in southeastern Manitoba, which we're very proud of. We still have some work to do, obviously. We're still missing a proportion of those producers and are going to continue to reach out get those producers signed on to the MCDR. As far as the rest of the province, we're sitting at about 48% participation across Manitoba. Again, a large proportion of that is in the southeast, so we have been busy promoting the MCDR as not only a tool for those producers that are located in the southeastern part of the province, but something that can be used by everyone in Manitoba to understand where disease is located and the risks that are involved. And should there be a case of PED pop up outside of the southeast, we obviously hope that that won't be the case, but should something happen, those producers that are signed on and we can readily share that information widely with those that are connected to the MCDR. And we found that this is a very quick and efficient way to get that information out there to producers very quickly.
What are the advantages of broad participation?
Having a broad participation on the MCDR gives us the ability to see what our disease profile for PED specifically looks like across the province. It allows us to share that information widely. And our experiences from 2017 and into 2018 have taught us that the quicker we can get communications out there, the better. And the wider we can present them at one point in time, the better for everyone. So that it's a one-stop shop for disease status information for producers. So So the more people that we have participating, the more information that is available on the site, more producers sharing their information. And as I mentioned, should we see this disease move beyond outside of the Southeast, we'll be better prepared to communicate with those producers that potentially could be affected should this come outside of Southeast Manitoba. Like I say, hopefully not, but just in case.
In terms of the effort to contain, control, and eliminate porcine epidemic diarrhea, where do we stand in terms of infected sites, and where does the effort stand to bring these sites back to disease-free status?
Well, in 2018, we had 14 cases of PED confirmed, again, all in that southeast part of Manitoba. Currently, we're sitting at 5 of those sites that have reached presumptive negative status, so meaning their animals and all their animal contact sites have been tested and confirmed negative for the virus, with the exception, of course, of the manure storage. So we call it presumptive negative because the manure may still have live virus present. There's 5 that have reached the transitional status. So they've done the cleanup and they're currently in the process of doing their testing to reach that presumptive negative status, which is really great. And 4 of the sites still remain in that positive status, those of which that broke later in the year in that September range that are still working their way through the cleanup process. So I think we're doing really well in terms of our elimination goals for 2018 and as well for 2017. We have 76 of the sites have reached presumptive negative status. The 4 outstanding sites, being that we had 80 sites infected in 2017, they are actually looking to be cleared to presumptive negative, hopefully by the end of the year. So it'll be nice to close the book on 2017.
How has the overall situation changed from the point where we saw the number of cases peak, and what is the significance of that change today?
That's a really great question, Bruce. And, you know, coming off of 80 cases in 2017 to 14 in 2018, I think that in itself speaks volumes of how the sector has adapted and coped with PED and how we have, or the lessons we have learned, I should say, as to dealing with the virus, recognizing the virus, keeping the virus away. Our biosecurity protocols have changed and improved to better protect our farms, as well with in terms of day-to-day operations, in terms of how animals are moving, where they're moving, and how the producers and sector stakeholders are interacting in some of those higher-risk, high-traffic facilities to better protect themselves against potential contamination. So I think overall the sector has learned a lot about PED itself and the improvements that have been made to biosecurity and production in terms of when hit with a virus, just knowing how to deal with it and how to eliminate it quickly. I think we can really say we've learned a lot and we've done a lot to make our experience or improve our experience. And I think that's really showed in 2018, being that coming off of 80 cases and going down to 14, I think that's a big improvement.
How can anyone interested in the Manitoba Coordinated Disease Response get more information?
There is a link on the Manitoba Port Council website. So if you navigate to the Swine Health page and click the MCDR link, there will be information there. But the best way would be to give the office a call or myself a call or an email. If you're interested in learning more information or getting an agreement signed, we'll be sure to send one off to you as quick as we can and get you signed up on the program. So as I said, the website has a ton of great information, or just come straight to myself or the office and we'll get you set up.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Just that we're really committed to working with the MCDR. We've found that it's been a very valuable tool for getting information out there quickly. Upon confirmation from the chief veterinary office on a new case of PED, we can have the disease information out there within 30 minutes or an hour versus, you know, calling and trying to hit out lots of people at one point. This is a one-stop shop that we can get all the information out. And it's even quicker if we have all of the checks and balances in place. So if that agreement is signed, it's relatively quickly we can get everything, all the status lists created, the maps up and get that information out to producers as quickly as we can. So we're really dedicated and want to keep doing a great job and get that participation up across the province.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
Our guest has been Janelle Hamlin, the manager of swine health programs with Manitoba Pork. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.